Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, and I am so excited to bring back Miss Samantha Schmock. She is one of the instructors here at HCI, as well as the founder of Revived Living, and you may have seen her face on a couple of the Jump Into July videos. Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Hi, Hannah. So good to be back here with you all today.
This is what, like your umpteenth time of being on the podcast?
Thank you. And a few. It's always so good to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you back. And today, going along with the theme of Jump Into July, we're going to talk about how to show up for yourself in all big five areas of your life.
Ooh. Yes.
Well, I definitely need this podcast today, so I'm hoping that everyone else out there is feeling the same. Thank you, Sam, for sharing your wisdom. So let's talk about it. What exactly are these, the big five areas? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, if you think about it, we can divide our life up into kind of big bucket categories where everything is kind of full of different smaller subcategories, but predominantly we can break our life into five main areas. And that's our health, which is a big one. Jump into July.
Yeah.
We're making some strides towards better health. We've got our career, which is a huge part of our life. Same with relationships, financial, and that which is greater, or anything, any connection to a spiritual higher power.
Why are goals an important step in showing up for yourself?
Goals are important to show up for yourself because they really just allow us to be intentional. It's that first step. Otherwise, we can really mindlessly move through life. I don't know if you've experienced this. I know I definitely have experienced this where wake up Monday morning and you blink and it's an end of day Friday. It's like, where in the world did the week go? And if we keep doing that, before we know it, year, decade, our life is just gone. And so goals are important because they help us assess what's important to us in the first place to experience during our life. But then it lets us be intentional and then start to understand what resources or different help support do we need in place in order to actually reach that goal so that we can have that experience in our life.
Okay. So we've got these big five areas. Do you think that they're connected in some way, or are they, you know, five individual areas?
They're definitely individual areas, but you'll notice like if one starts to suffer, it starts to kind of pull on another area of our life. So one of the things that you'll hear us teach a lot at Health Coach Institute is how you do one thing is how you do everything. So how you're choosing to show up in one area generally is how you're choosing to show up in another area of your life. And so while these all are different, you know, your health is very specific in terms of nutrition, physical exercise, mental attitude, all of those things. But if your health is really suffering, how are you showing up with your partner? Are you giving them your all? Are you showing up your most vibrant, positive self? Or are you a little bit removed? Are you not fully present because you don't have the resources or the energy to be there for them? So they definitely affect each other, even though they do have their own segregated goals, if you will.
Yeah, no, I mean, that does make sense. I'm thinking of like in my own journey, you know, when my career wasn't doing so well, that kind of like got into my health because I was stressed all the time. And then, you know, my health affected my relationship. And so it was just kind of like this whole like, I don't know, like spider web of problems, even though they are, you consider like each one individually, but connected in some way.
Absolutely. And you hinted at something that can feel a little bit scary of like when one thing starts to go down and you start to notice the effects of the spider web and oh my gosh, everything's kind of imploding, and that can feel scary and daunting. But the really good news is when you make one small tiny shift towards a positive habit, whether that's in your health, your career, with time and productivity and all those different things, one tiny positive step forward starts to have that same ripple effect. So even while one negative thing can kind of start to create a certain ripple effect in these different five areas, as soon as you start making healthy, positive steps forward, you notice that reflect in all areas. It could happen really quickly that you notice that ripple effect, or it could be that long gradual over a couple months. But that is the good news, is one positive kind of shifts and affects all of them as well.
So say that you are kind of struggling in all of the big five areas. And of course, you know, it's probably one thing that's affecting the rest of them. Where do you suggest starting? Like, do you start on each one and like do something nice for each part of yourself? Or should you, you know, focus in on the one that maybe is causing the most stress and magic happens and it fixes everything? I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, the magic wand. If only, right? It's definitely hard to say, and this is where working with your specific health or life coach is really going to be pivotal for you. But we always like to look at what is the biggest needle mover. What's the one decision, the one habit that you can implement that's you're going to feel the most immediate or the biggest effect from? So without knowing specifics, one of the easiest ways to know of like, okay, everything's a mess, where do I start? It's really good to even just see, where's my health at? Because if we don't have our health, then it's hard to make the changes needed in the other areas. If, you know, we're constantly fatigued, we have mental brain fog, our moods are swinging everywhere because of chemicals or different processed ingredients that we're eating. So if our health is really suffering, it's so difficult to make good decisions as well as have the energy to sustain the choices that you're trying to make in the other four areas. So when in doubt, always kind of look at, where does my health stand? How are my energy levels? What is my mental clarity? And if that feels like hazy, I'm not really even sure where my health stands, that's a good indicator. That's a great place to start for you.
Yeah, work on that body. Or that mental health too.
Both important.
Well, I mean, we unintentionally sort of like segue right into jump into July. So this is the second time that we are hosting the Jump into July Challenge. And I mean, well, Sam, you've hosted it before. Do you consider this a fitness challenge?
I do definitely consider it a fitness challenge because it's movement based. And that's where Jump into July differentiates this year as opposed to last year. Last year, it was heavy, heavy, heavy jumping, where this year we want the focus to just be movement in general and having a more active lifestyle. So it's fitness based, but also lifestyle based, because yes, you can set goals in terms of, you know, I want to be this size, I want to be able to do this much activity, and you can, you know, create fitness goals, or you can just say, if I look at my life, and if I look at how active I want to be, what does that look like? So it's movement focused, but I wouldn't necessarily say fitness based, only because we're not saying, you know, by the end of this challenge, I want to lift 20 pounds or I want to run a marathon, or like, we're not having them be specific fitness oriented goals, but more so lifestyle and increasing movement overall.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess another part of this challenge, especially for our students, is to be showing up for yourself in your business, leading the challenge as a coach. I mean, that's kind of a big deal too. So in the big five areas, we've got health, we've got career. Good start, huh?
That is an amazing start. And I think that's one of the coolest things about being a coach, is that when you're showing up for your career, when you're building your business, you're showing up for your personal side of yourself as well as the business side of you. Because in order to specifically be a lifestyle, a health coach, a life coach, any of those types of coaches, you have to make sure you're walking the talk. And so these challenges are not only an amazing way to build visibility for yourself in the public eye and gain new potential clients to help them make their transformation, but it's really good accountability for you as a coach to be like, okay, am I walking my talk? Am I showing up? Am I honoring my personal health and fitness goals as well? Or am I just, you know, talking about all the positive effects this can do in your life without actually doing them myself? So it's a really great challenge to show up for yourself, to be visible in your business, as well as honoring your personal needs and goals for your health.
And you said something, accountability, which is a big word that we use here at HCI in the accountability partner area. So why, what are some like ways that you can keep yourself accountable during this challenge or during when you're trying to show up for the big five areas of your life?
Definitely think the first thing to be held accountable is to get clear on what your goal is. Is the goal to simply show up each day? Is it to show up and go X amount of time, miles, weight? Like, what is the specific that you're trying to show up for? When we're very clear, it's easy to say, did I do this? Did I not do this? If we're kind of ambiguous and it's like, oh, I would love to do this, but what is this? So the first thing is to get really clear on what your goal is. And then whether it's writing it down for yourself, having a vision board, if you're more of an imagery based person, that's great for your own just perception when you're walking around. But then it's also to tell as many people as humanly possible. If we never tell anybody, then it's really easy to not move forward, to not do it, because nobody's the wiser except for ourselves. And it's very easy for us to let ourselves down, but we don't like to let others down. So the more people you can tell the same goal to, the better. Because if we start telling multiple different goals, we stretch ourselves thin and then follow through gets harder. But if we say one goal to multiple people and multiple people are holding us accountable, asking us about that goal, seeing how it's going, kind of cheering us on, it creates this momentum and this fire to get you to follow through and maybe even go beyond what that original goal was.
Okay. So, I mean, when you're setting goals, if I say in this month, like I want to lose 500 pounds and I want to look like Tyra Banks in a month, I don't think that's ever going to happen for me. So when you are setting goals, should I shoot for the stars when I'm doing this, or should I, you know, tone it down a little bit? What's more important to do? Because I guess like if I'm like shooting for the stars, I'm going to be like super motivated to get up there. But then I might also have that disappointment when I wake up and I don't look like Tyra Banks. Basically, should they be realistic or should I like, you know, go
well,
for it?
How you gave us just a beyond unrealistic goal to really just paint the stage. But you bring up a really great point, because so much of goal setting is to set smart goals, to make sure they're realistic, that they're attainable, time-oriented, all of that great stuff. And it's helpful, but also we want to stretch ourselves. We don't want to play within our comfort zone just because we know something's attainable. But at the same time, when I think about shooting for the stars and kind of landing on the moon, so to speak, that's fantastic as long as our expectations are clear. It's saying, hey, I'm going to give this goal. I'm going to shoot for this. I'm going to give it everything that I have. And I'm clear that I might not actually hit that goal, and that's okay. And even just knowing that from the beginning, but still being willing to give it your all, because then otherwise when we do kind of fall and it's like, man, I didn't reach it, but we knew from the beginning we probably wouldn't reach it, then that's where we are setting ourselves up for a really kind of tumultuous period when it comes to goal setting. But something, if you think about, for instance, our 10K in 10 weeks challengers and our students who go after that goal, Carrie always says something really important. It's not so much hitting the goal that's important. It's about who you become in the process through stretching outside of your comfort zone. So the same comes for goals in this area. It's more important about who you become in the process of stretching outside of your comfort zone for going for the goal that's at the stars, but also being clear in the expectations of, it's okay if I don't hit that goal as long as I'm clear that I improved as a human being in the process and I'm more set up for success to go after the stars the next time.
Got it. Okay. So it's okay that I won't look like Tyra Banks at the end of the Jump Into July challenge, but I'm going to work really, really hard and be happy with my results no matter what.
Absolutely.
Well, I am so excited for the Jump into Gillette Challenge. I'm pretty sure I made a couple jokes last year, jokes, quotations, when you and I were originally talking about creating this whole fitness challenge. I was like, really? I just want like something to keep me accountable, to get me up during the day, because I was sitting so much. And what I loved about this challenge was it as a company, it gave me that accountability to get up, not sit on my tushy all day long, and really start enjoying my day in a way that I hadn't been. So I'm pretty pumped for this guy to be back. Let's talk about what are ways that you can show up for yourself in all the big five areas during this Jump into July challenge. I know we've kind of touched on this, but let's start out with health.
So starting with health, and one of the things to keep in mind with all of these is to know, like, you're going to have that primary goal, which is going to be health, because that's our movement challenge for July. And then you just kind of want to keep a pulse on the other areas by having kind of check-in goals, if you will. So when we think of health, definitely the ways that you can show up for yourself is moving 3 times a day. We've got our morning session. We've got our work session. So when you're midway through your workday, get up, move, give a little shimmy, just shake around your desk, get your coworkers involved so they're not just looking at you like you're crazy. They're doing it with you. And then we've got our evening session. So that's the biggest way that you can show up for yourself, as well as just enrolling your family members, your loved ones, your friends. It's way more fun to do these types of challenges when you've got other people along with you. So if all you did this month was do your 3 movements a day, that might seem like one little thing, and like you've got to go all these different things, do meal prep and do all these crazy things. Truly, if you only showed up for yourself this month by moving 3 times a day, that will move mountains when you do that consistently over time.
I'm telling you, last year when we started this, it was a game changer for me, because I found that I was more excited to come to work and to do my things. I had this like little mental and physical, well, not physical, I was moving, but I had like a break that I was able to like count on every single day. So I will say that the 3 times a day makes a big difference, especially if you are working a desk job like me. 8-9 hours a day sitting down at your computer, it can really wear on you.
Your brain, your productivity will thank you so, so much. So especially if you feel like you don't have time to move 3 times a day, even just 3 times, pick one song that you want to dance to, you want to do squats to, push-ups, sit-ups, anything. One song 3 times a day. And you will just be so, so happy you created that time for yourself.
Speaking of song, have you picked your song out for this challenge?
I haven't. The one that's coming up for me right now is the I Like to Move It, Move It.
I still need to pick my song out. I know I'm like running out of time. But last year, my song was Glorious by Macklemore.
Nice.
That was a really fun one to boogie to. So I'm looking for some new songs. The Jump into July challenge is just not a fitness-ish, whatever we want to call it, challenge. Let's talk about relationships. You spoke about inviting your friends, inviting your families. How can you show up for yourself in this area of your life through the Jump into July challenge?
Yeah, it's a great one. Definitely, and this is where you'll start noticing some of the overlap that we were talking about at the beginning. So one way is to definitely enroll your family and friends, because as they take the time, they're getting healthier and moving and getting more blood and oxygen to the brain. You'll just notice there's more laughter, there's more fun and playfulness involved in those relationships. So that's one. But then also just having this theme of intentionality. So with your health, you're making the intention to move 3 times a day. When it comes to your relationships, what is the intention that you want to bring? How are you wanting to show up? Who are you wanting to be in those relationships? So if you're just mindful of that question, it's not that you have to do anything or go above and beyond in that area, but just that quick little check of who am I being in this relationship right now? Am I coming from my best self? Am I kind of coming from this place of victimhood or just like not fully resourced? Am I giving my loved one my all right now? And if you just check in with that question, it really shifts the way you start to talk and show up with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. And now let's go to my favorite, least favorite, financial. This one may seem like a weird one to add to this challenge, but I mean, when you think about what you'd be saving in healthcare later on by doing just like simple movements. What was the statistic that was going around? How many hours a day are people sitting? I think it's like 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
10 hours a day. And last year, I know that Carrie had an interview with Dr. Massey talking about, you know, your heart health and your brain health and how like the effect of sitting on your body. I mean, that's huge in itself. And so finding ways to get up and move throughout the day, that's going to save you some money in healthcare later on.
Absolutely. And that 10 hours a day, that's not even taking into account sleeping. So once you take into account sleeping, that's just an astronomical number throughout the day. But in terms of finances and habits to put in place, one is just being mindful of, if we kind of loop it back to health, is where am I spending money on that's in favor or not in favor of my health? Mm. Am I stopping a lot of fast food restaurants? I have a love of chocolate, but are you choosing high quality chocolate or are you choosing low quality chocolate that's full of preservatives, fillers, and other things that aren't so great for your health? So with finances during this challenge, really just look, what decisions or where am I putting my money that's in favor of my health or not in favor of my health? And if that was the only question you asked, it's going to start building a lot of awareness and you'll start to make different decisions. If we don't have an awareness, we can't make different decisions that are better for us. So that's a really great place to start, is just awareness. So intentionality with relationships, it's going to start building even more awareness, because when we like to hang out with friends, what do we like to do? We like to eat.
Oh, yeah. Eat and drink.
Eat and drink. So that's a great way of, when you're showing up with your friends, are those relationships, are they in service to your health or not in service? You'll notice certain friend groups like to go to certain restaurants and other friend groups like to go to different restaurants. So when you start to look at all these different five areas, you're going to start building a new level of awareness about what's important to you, what's important to experience in your life as a whole, as well as just your personal physical health. And it's going to cause you to start making different decisions in order to move it towards whichever goal you have for your life and your health.
I like that. So maybe instead of going and getting our weekly glass of wine, we can go on a hike.
Absolutely. Yes. You'll get to bond. You have great conversation out in nature. Absolutely. That's a perfect example.
But wine is still okay. But, you know, a walk is good too. Let's talk about that which is greater. I'm really interested to hear your take on this for the Jump into July challenge and how we can show up for ourselves with that which is greater.
Yes, that I love, even just tying it into the challenge specifically. But that which is greater, again, is a connection to a higher power. If you are religious, that will be your devotionals, your prayer time. If you're spiritual, it's going to look a little bit different for each person. But that's just your connection to any higher power that you feel kind of governs and directs your life. And so when we think of the Jump into July challenge, one way is to, when you're doing your three movement sessions throughout the day, is just check in. That could be when you're having a gratitude practice for all the things that higher power has brought into your life. The fact that they brought you this movement challenge, they brought you a community of people striving to get better in their health. So you can really have, you know, one of your sessions for that day be gratitude centered. You can have one where you're trying to release and let go of different things going on in life. You're asking for support, you're asking for strength, or whatever that is. But it can really be that time for you to reflect and just have that conversation and really connect with them. Because sometimes we just move through our day so fast. It's like 5 minutes before bed, we're half asleep and we're like, oh gosh, I feel like I really need to create that connection point, but we're not resourced. We're already half asleep. And so if you can do it while you are vibrant, your blood's pumping, and you just create that time for yourself, that's a really beautiful way to make sure you're getting that conversation in, not just like once a day for a half a second, but you're having that consistent dialogue with that higher power throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a movement challenge career, how does that even show up? Are we doing something a little extra special for our students or something? I don't know.
Yes. Well, for our students, whoever enrolls the most people from their community. So our students, that's the most visible, the most active out in their community, who enrolls the most people and gets the most people physically moving with them, they're going to win some pretty stellar prizes to help their business kind of take it to the next level. But if you think of, if you're not one of our students, if you're not a coach and, you know, movement isn't a direct impact of your career, then movement is just going to help you show up better. You're going to have more energy, more mental clarity. You'll be more productive throughout the day. You'll just have more sense of joy and ease. It's a huge way to help release stress. So if you have a really stressful work environment, movement is a great way to help release some stress or to help your body adapt and respond to higher levels of stress better. So there's twofold, right? Your health's going to improve, so you'll be better off in your career to handle any amount of stress or deadlines coming your way. But then if you're one of our coaches, the more visible you are, the more people you enroll, you're going to win some great, great prizes to help you continue to build your career as a coach.
Ooh, and can you tell us any of these prizes, or is that super secret?
It's a little secretive right now, but there'll be some branding help. So that way we can hopefully get you some logos and business cards and other things like that. But in terms of specifics, we keeping you hanging for right now.
No. All right. Awesome. Well, you know, sometimes the best things come when you least expect it. Is that the phrase I want to use?
Yeah, good things come when least expect it.
Let's talk about one last thing. Now, I know I'm not going to end up like Tyra Banks at the end of the challenge. Why should I celebrate all of my accomplishments, big and little, throughout this whole challenge? Why is that important?
Well, first and foremost, Hannah, you are absolutely stunning as you are. Maybe if there's like revolutions in gene technology over the next month, we can get you more on like Tyra's genealogy.
Oh, perfect. I need the smiles, smiling eyes.
Smiling eyes. Oh, I remember that. But what is most important about celebrating both small and large wins along the way is it helps you integrate it into your identity. And that's one of the biggest things with habit change, is integrating, embodying who you're becoming along the way. Because otherwise you can reach the goal, but if you all of a sudden reach the goal, you're Tyra Banks, you've never, you know, sat down, reflected, honored the work and the celebrations that went into it, then we kind of just miss all of that. And our identity is like, oh no, we're still not Tyra Banks. Even though we've reached it, we're at the goal, there's something within us that says we haven't gotten there yet. Keep striving. This isn't enough. You haven't done it yet. So when you celebrate them along the way, it not only motivates you, excites you, keeps you going, but it's also saying you're doing important work here and your identity is shifting in the process. And that way, when you do reach the goal, you can see yourself as that different person in the mirror versus just seeing the lack of what you didn't see before.
Yeah.
So have you ever noticed that where, say someone does want to lose 50 pounds, they lose the 50 pounds and they can only still see that bigger version of themselves. They didn't honor and celebrate, wow, I'm doing incredible work here. Look at all of the actions I'm taking to release this weight that's no longer serving me, and honoring, I'm feeling better, I'm more energetic, but the focus is constantly on the weight loss, the weight loss, the weight loss. So they lose the weight and they still think they have to lose the weight. They have to lose the weight because they didn't honor all the shifts that happened along the way. So it's not only helpful for motivation, but the biggest, biggest part for sustainable habit change is that shift in your identity.
Yeah. It's almost like you need to like set a time each week to be like, okay, what did I do well?
Yeah.
Did I do it well? And you
so
know,
much yes.
Like just like a pat on the back session or something like that. Maybe grab a gal pal or a dude pal or something and have a pat on the back session and just like compliment yourself for what you did well that week. That sounds nice.
We're constantly looking at what we haven't done, what we're not doing well, but the more we can shift the focus to be on what you are doing well, it's not that you're saying nothing I do is wrong or nothing I do is bad, but it's just starting to shift the focus and it's saying I'm always going to be striving to do better, to kind of shift and evolve these different things. But what happens when you put the focus on the positive? Again, how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you're focusing positively in one area of your life, you're going to start seeing the things that you're doing well in other areas of your life.
And it takes a lot less energy to be happy than it does to be angry and negative. So we'll all have our pat on the back sessions during the Jump into July challenge, and hopefully that will become habit for us all.
And cheer on, everybody. That's one of the best things about social media, about hashtags. So search the hashtag Jump into July HCI, and that's a way to start seeing who all the people participating in the challenge, and love on them, comment, say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I'm doing this as well. And the more we can foster that community and that energy in that way, the more it's just going to continue and spread. So cheer not only yourself on, but other people who are participating in this challenge kind of all around the world with you.
Mm-hmm. I triple dog dare each and every one of you to go on to somebody who you don't know's profile, who is participating in the challenge, and tell them something wonderful about them that you see like in an image or on their profile. I think that'd be really fun. So I'm going to do it. So watch out. I'm coming for you guys. Sam, will you be doing it?
Triple dog dare. I accept.
Well, Sam and I are watching you guys. We cannot wait to see all of the transformation and the fun that's going to happen this time for the second ever Jump into July with HCI challenge. And Sam, say you don't know anything about the challenge and you want to sign up. Where should we go?
Yeah, you can still sign up. You can sign up all month long. So if it's midway through and you're just finding out this challenge, don't worry. It's better to show up for 2 weeks than not at all. So you can go to www.jumpintojuly.com. Go ahead and sign up. And then if you're one of our students, you'll get a specific participant packet for you. And then if you're not one of our students, you'll get a specific packet to help you participate in the challenge as well.
Sweet. Awesome. And then follow everybody in the challenge. You can follow me. I'm at @HDTV_. And Sam, why don't you give out your Instagram handle?
Yeah, you can follow me at @Revived_Living for all things movement, health, mindset, and self-expression.
We're jumping to July with HCI year two. So excited. Thank you, Sam, for joining us for this podcast. We can't wait to hear from you later on this month. We have got another juicy topic to talk about. You guys, I hope that you are enjoying the challenge, and we will see you on the social media.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.